Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Henry Miller, a physician, molecular biologist, and the Glenn Swager Distinguished Fellow at the American Council on Science and Health, writing with his colleague Stanley Young about the scientific method gone awry, purposefully, maliciously, accidentally, under pressure to produce positive results. Is there a remedy in this age of AI, which now can, I'm told, write an article with no human touch whatsoever, submit it, and then who do you pay? And is that happening in science? Is that about to happen in science? Henry, I read in Nature magazine or Science, one or the other, maybe both, that there's a huge review underway right now because of papers and citations published over the years by Chinese technicians, Chinese scientists, that seem to have escaped the standard peer-reviewed, or they've been peer-reviewed with insider knowledge. So this is as current as the competition between China and the rest of the world. What is to be done, Henry? Let's stay with the American and European approach. Is there a remedy to this, given the way social media works these days?
Well, I think it's going to have to be multifactorial, John. I mentioned in our first segment the publish or perish phenomenon. Young professors who do research need to have a lot of publications in order to be promoted. And so universities, I think, need to be more rigorous in evaluating not only the quantity, but also the quality of the publications that their professors produce. And that's difficult because they would need, in effect, to implement some sort of peer review of these professors' papers. And this kind of peer review is thankless. It's difficult, especially if the field of science is arcane, but it's absolutely necessary. Just as plagiarism gets you fired, so should the submission of known fraudulent data. The other thing is that the federal government, through the National Institutes of Health, NIH, or the National Science Foundation, NSF, and sometimes the military funding agencies, back a lot of this research. And although there is an Office of Research Integrity at many of these federal agencies, they're underfunded, they're undermanned, it's a thankless job, but they need to be beefed up, and they need to blackball scientists who publish frankly fraudulent or certainly purchased research papers. And the scientific community itself needs to police this as best it can. But it's a very, very difficult undertaking. You know, scientists who understand this work and are able to evaluate it often have their own research to do. And so policing is neither popular nor easy.
Does this connect to a statistic you show in the first article, the first half of these two articles, about the public doubts about science? Has this contributed?
You know, I don't think it contributes much, because the kinds of things that we're discussing today are not widely known. I think what has had more of an effect on public opinion is some of the misinformation and disinformation about supposed misrepresentations by public health officials, mostly about COVID and about other vaccines. I think there have been a couple of examples, but very, very few, of misrepresentations by public health officials about vaccines in general or about the COVID vaccines in particular. But the kind of arcane stuff that we've discussed today are just off the radar screen of most people, I think.
An unpublished analysis shared with Nature, you report, suggests that over the past two decades, more than 400,000 research articles have been published that show strong textual similarities to known studies produced by paper mills. That tells me that doubt is the first thing you should have when you read an article.
That is shocking, very shocking, John. And nobody I know in the scientific community would have guessed that the numbers would be that high. So I think a lot of those are due to the paper mills that I referred to. Right. And we're going to see more and more of that, I'm afraid, with artificial intelligence actually writing a lot of these papers and making up data on their own. We do know that they, quote-unquote, hallucinate.
Yes.
With bad data and also with fake citations to data.
Henry Miller with Stanley Young. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one-size-fits-all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.